A local developer made a passionate plea to Oro Medan Council this week asking them to reverse their decision to recommend the revocation of a minister's zoning order, MZO, granted more than 3 years ago. The MZO would help expedite the construction of a medical innovation park on Line 7 North, between Barrie and Orillia. We've been a flagship company for this township for decades and provide high-paying, meaningful jobs to our residents in the surrounding area, said David Yeaman, president of Molded Precision Components and 2,751,851 Ontario Inc. For over 25 years, we've established a life in Oro Medan. We live in Oro Medan. Our children were born and raised in Oro Medan. We established business here and we've done nothing but positively contribute to this community in any way we can, he added. Yeaman then addressed council's recommendation that the MZO be revoked directly. There is only harm that can be done if this is revoked and nothing positive comes from it, he said. At the township's council meeting on January 10, municipal staff looked to council for authorization to submit comments about the MZO related to the development of a medical innovation park in response to a request from Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Paul Calandra. The minister is looking to potentially revoke, amend or enhance monitoring for specific MZOs where limited progress has been made. Rather than simply provide comments at that January 10 meeting, Oro Medan Council amended the motion to reflect its desire to have the MZO revoked. The amended motion, which was approved by Council, directed planning staff to make a submission to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing based on the comments as outlined in Report DS2024-004 through the Environmental Registry of Ontario, 019-7996. As the township's submission on the ministry's consultation on potential revocation of Minister's Zoning Order Ontario Regulation 609/20 to support the revocation of the MZO as it applies to the subject property. In a Jan. 10 report to council, Andy Karaiskakis, the township's manager of planning services, said no applications had been received to facilitate the proposed development, nor had there been any correspondence from the landowner about progress on the project. Consequently, planning staff are of the opinion that O-Reg. 609/20 as it relates to the Medical Innovation Park located at 561 Line 7N is not progressing in an expedient manner as intended through the approval of the site-specific MZO, Karaiskakis said. On Wednesday, Yeaman explained why the project has been slow to move forward. Since the MZO was upheld, we've continued working with interested partners, raising funding from investment partners and finding developers, he said. We've been working with Simcoe County on potential municipal services to service the automotive park and the medical park. Yeaman then read off a list of items that are in the works, including an economic impact study, draft and site plan proposals, engineering services, a land survey, a demolition permit from Oro Medan, site concepts, park renderings and animated videos. This is all activity that is required to get to a site plan submission to the township for review, he told council. You haven't received any submissions as we're still doing everything that's required to submit it. He also noted the effect the economy is having on the project. Current economic conditions caused by rising interest rates, supply shortages, labor shortages, lack of sales, threats of war in Eurasia and the Middle East and economic uncertainty have put significant strain on businesses, including original interested partners, Yeaman said. Interested tenants, investors and developers are timid through these times, causing delays, he added. Yeaman also said the process has been made increasingly difficult because the MZO has been reviewed multiple times, which causes uncertainty for prospective tenants, lenders and developers. He urged council to reconsider its decision to support the MZO's revocation and instead submit its support for upholding it to the minister. This is the right land, in the right location, at the right time, Yeaman said. It makes sense. Council did not make any comments or make any decision on Yeaman's request.